Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we discuss Britney Spears burning down her own gym, whether or not birds are spying on us, and if murder hornets are next. Corey pitches his new show, America's Next Top Circumcisor, and I get into VR and alternate realities. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hi, Corey.
Hi, Tyler Oakley. She's just ready to dive right in and start this little recording.
Splish, splash. You know, I love to jump off the diving board and into the deep end.
Are you more of a cannonball girl or like a pencil? I feel like you were a pencil kind of diving board girl.
No.
I feel like you were arms straight up in the air. Toes pointed down, little pencil moment.
Anytime I jump in the pool, my intention is like a what's it called? A cannonball.
You're all, oh, watch out. Here's a cannonball. And you splash the like bystanders.
I Leah Michelle it, if you will.
What does she do?
Like a cannonball.
Oh, okay. Is it just trying to be your first little pivot?
It could be. Did you see she's pregnant?
I didn't see it, but I saw people tweeted us telling us that she was pregnant.
Glee, the next generation. Do you believe?
Baby Glee.
Do you believe?
She had a Gleeby.
What do you mean? In the show?
Yeah.
You know, once they did Sarah Jessica Parker doing Let's Have a Kiki, it was over for me.
It was the Thanksgiving Let's Have a Turkiki.
Yeah, that really, it haunts me. I think it was one of the worst things I've ever done.
Sometimes I think about Glee and I think, did it happen or was it a fever dream?
It happened, and and we're all changed because of it.
We're all better for it.
Okay, so when you jump into a pool, what do?
Well, I make a big splash.
Yeah?
Just like in life, honey.
Uh-huh. That's all.
I'm more of a dive kind of person. I like a nice dive moment. Hmm. I like to come up out of the water and do an aerial on the rocks moment. Okay. Hair flip.
I used to love throwing those weighted rings into the pool and going down and getting them.
That's fun, right?
Yeah. You know those the jets on the side of the pool?
I've heard of them. Why are you asking?
Well, everyone has a special place in their heart for their first one. You know what I'm saying?
For their first pool jet?
For their first love. For the first thing that ever touched them in a way.
First Love by Jennifer Lopez.
Is that a song?
Yeah, I think it's one of my top five favorite songs of hers.
Do you think it was about a pool jet?
No, it's got a very sexy black and white video.
About a pool jet.
It's all t-shirt and jeans.
In a pool?
Only if you get pushed in.
Jeans in a pool, there's nothing worse.
Yeah, one time I went to a water park with my cousin and we were going to ride down one of the water slides and my uncle was wearing jean cutoff shorts instead of a bathing suit and they would not let him ride the water slide.
I get it. I support that. That's a smart decision. I find water parks to be disgusting.
Why?
Because that water is so gross. People like are pissing in it and like the splash pool and somebody, you know what I mean? It's just like snot and like just.
Well, don't drink it.
Well, I'm not trying to, but it gets, you have holes in your body and that water goes in those holes.
In and out.
In and out, baby. In and out. Splish splash, making a scene.
That could be said for any body of water, though. Fish poop.
Yes, they do.
But sharks just, poop. Whales poop. Everybody poops.
Well, maybe in the pool has more chlorine, too. So, like, is that better? I don't know.
Yeah. So you won't be going to any water parks despite your first love being there?
No. I just started Chernobyl last night. Have you seen it?
No, but I think I've seen it win awards on award shows.
Sure.
Or at least be nominated.
We watched the first episode. I think it's 5 parts. It's an HBO miniseries. It's all about like a radioactive something the hell explosion or I don't know. And like, I don't know if I think it's based on real things. Chernobyl. Anyway,
okay, go ahead.
Oh yeah, oh baby, it was real. Yeah, it happened. Anyway, so we're watching it in the first episode and the water, there's like radioactive water and it just makes me feel like I don't want to touch water that other people are touching. You know?
Now you have a water phobia.
Maybe. If I had the choice of how to die, one of my least favorite ways to die would be
drowning. Would you rather be set on fire or drown?
Set on fire.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Drowning to me is so, it's claustrophobic. It's like, even when I'm swimming in Zelda and I see my stamina run low, no joke, there's something gross about
nervous.
That for me. Yes, I do get nervous.
Your little poor Link's going to drown.
And you know, I was at a pool party one summer when somebody drowned.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. It was not good.
No, you left in a hurry.
Yeah, I saw them. It was like a big, huge gay pool party in Fire Island. And I saw them doing, what's it called?
CPR.
And I said, oh, girls, we got to go. This is
You called the CP car.
Yeah.
And you got out of there.
I went from one pool to an Uber pool. You know what I'm saying?
Ew, you would.
No, I didn't. They don't have cars on Fire Island.
So should I investigate Chernobyl?
Yeah, I think it's kind of eerie and spooky so far. We've only watched one episode and it's very, it's like, oh God. It's not just about a nuclear accident, but it's also about like how the government can like handles something that's like a terrible thing going on in the world. So it's a little bit on the nose right now. You'll see.
Well, I just finished binge watching Making the Cut on Amazon Prime.
Is it about circumcision?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's a reality competition.
12 doctors.
To find out who's the best circumcisionist.
Circumciser.
America's next top circumcisionist.
Yes. And then the makeover episode when 6 uncut guys come on the show.
No, it's actually people who want to.
I'm sorry. Did you just know but me? This is a yes no. and experience.
No, honey. The makeover episode is them getting it back.
Oh.
Yes. Have you considered
reconstruction?
Yes. Yes. It's okay. It's a redo. It's like they sued their parents for circumcising them, and now they're here to get it back.
Bust out the baloney.
Yeah. Ham. Bubblegum.
Oh my God. Can I tell you something?
I think you've told me everything.
Well, we had a birthday in the house last week.
Yeah, I know. I was supposed to get a prank call from it.
Okay, well, the point is, it was Nick's birthday. And so I said, well, what do you want for your birthday dinner? And we bought an entire ham and cooked
it. That's nice.
It was so good.
What did you do with the leftover ham? Did you make like a ham soup? That sounds delish.
That does sound good, but he doesn't love soup. You know, I love soup, but he doesn't love soup. But we put it, I have a huge Tupperware and we sliced it all up and we put it in. And now we've been slowly taking it out of that and adding it to our things, like a ham sandwich here and there.
Yeah, bitch, maybe I need a big ham. You know what I discovered?
Let me tell you, it's a good investment because ham, you can make sandwiches, you can make like a nice meal.
You can make a scallop potato.
Sure. I was going to say you can do like a omelet. You could use the ham and put it with an omelet.
Yeah.
It's really versatile.
Such a verse ham.
And he doused it with orange juice and then we padded it with, you know, brown sugar.
Ooh, what kind was it? Well, it wasn't a spiral ham, was it?
What does that mean?
The like pre-sliced honey baked fucking ham. I hate that shit.
Oh, it was. But it was still on the bone.
Okay, bone in ham. I see.
But it was already cooked.
You're talking to the butcher's boy.
We know.
I'm the big ham aficionado.
Okay, well, that was the ham we had. That's the ham.
That's how ham sees it.
Yeah.
No, making the cut on Amazon, it was Heidi
about,
Klum.
About cutting ham?
And Tim Gunn's.
Is it about pre-cut sliced ham? Is that a butcher bake-off? Butch-off?
Making the cut. Uh-huh. All about ham.
Do you think you could win a butch-off?
Who am I up against? You? Yes.
As in who's more butch or who can butcher things? Or
I honestly think I could beat you in either.
Damn. Can't spell damn without ham. Damn.
That's how Sue sees it. Am I
Gosh,
right, lady?
Gosh, damn it.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
What about this cutting show?
It's just the new Amazon's version of Project Runway with Heidi and Tim. And the only takeaway that I learned, I watched the whole 10 episodes, and the only takeaway I learned is that Tim Gunn is a fencing aficionado, and he's been taking fencing lessons for 4 years, and he's only ever won one match, and it was against a 9-year-old girl.
No. Well, I fenced once for a video.
Hard.
It is challenging, but it's fun. It's like a little bit like, well, you know, I'm getting into Beat Saber. You know about that?
What's Beat Saber?
It's this VR game. I didn't tell you about this.
Is it the one that you played when we were in Austin?
Yes. I beat it. I finished it.
What, you got the high score or something?
No, they have like a campaign mode where there's like different levels and you work your way up. And I beat all the levels.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you better at it than Nick?
Nick doesn't play it because, and we had a conversation
about this.
He's not allowed. He doesn't want, well, no, he's not allowed. No, he doesn't, he's not very into logging into alternate universes.
He likes to live in the here and now.
Yes. And I asked him about it. I said, what's the tea on that? What's the deal? You sound like a crazy person. And so he was all, well, we are going toward the rate at which gaming and VR is accelerating. I think he doesn't want to rely on alternate universes and alternate like gaming experiences. And he doesn't want to like find more joy in those than the real world. So he thinks it's a slippery slope to get into that shit.
Well, he definitely shouldn't play Animal Crossing then.
Well, I said, well, baby, what do you think you're getting when you log into Twitter? That's an alternate universe.
Well, that's his Instagram's an alternate universe.
And all of these things, anything that you can log into.
Social media is an alternate universe.
Yes. I said, anything you can log into that has a community that is based solely in that universe, bitch, you may not think it, but you have your own avatar. You're putting out your own branding that might be different from who you are in a real world.
It's he like, better go outside and play with some trees right now.
That's what I'm saying.
Go climb a tree. Slope. Go eat a bug.
Meanwhile, I'm like, fuck the world. I'll log in, not log out. Throw away the key.
Yeah, I wish we could.
I wish I would. That's how I feel with Beat Saber. I log in and I'm like, fuck Earth. I can just lightsaber DDR for 3 hours.
Did you have to move your couch back?
What do you mean? Oh, to make room for my VR?
Yeah.
I move the chair in my living room.
Do you have any other games?
Well, they're all like, you have like a library of games in the game. So like, I mean, in the system. So you can log in and like download any game. It's like Switch.
Yeah.
But no, there's no games that I've tried yet that I'm like, oh, this is like worth falling into for 3 hours.
Were you with us at that one Palm Springs New Year's Eve house where there was that VR headset that was like a spooky dooky kind of scary thing? I think you were there. Yeah. My mom was there.
Oh, yeah. It's that. I got that. Yeah.
Is it that? Can you play that spooky game?
What do you mean spooky game?
Remember, it was like a haunted spooky something.
Yeah. There are scary games.
And my mom's friend was like freaking out about a rocking chair or something.
I don't fuck with the devil. So no, I haven't really gotten any of those. No.
You don't fuck with the devil, bitch. Not only did you invite haunted items into your house, but you also made a bear out of chicken parts.
You know,
those are all dark sided.
I have fucked with the devil. But I'm not going to do it today. Not in VR. I'll fuck with the devil in this universe, not in the VR universe.
Does the VR universe have a devil?
Oh, yes. Maybe. Who knows? Who knows?
What's it all about?
Spooky, scary things. Spooky, scary skeletons. We watched, what's that show?
Whose Line Is It Anyway?
No, it's like Aliens, Cloverfield.
You watched the show or the movie?
The movie. And
which one? Cloverfield or Cloverfield Lane?
Maybe, I don't know. Cloverfield. Cloverfield. Well,
did it have,
on Netflix.
Did it have Dan from Roseanne?
Okay, I don't know who that is.
Oh my God.
No. I know what you're talking about. I have seen that one, but no.
That one's good.
The Cloverfield we watched, it was about like opening up alternate universes and you don't know what is going to come out. And
I think that's our universe after that one with John Goodman.
Well, it struck a chord. I said, bitch, T, I'm not going to open that shit.
So you've sold your Ouija board?
I never had a Ouija board. No.
Do you want one?
No. No and. In what world is a spirit just waiting by a Ouija board for like some delinquent 13-year-old to
it's
be like,
not
does
waiting.
Kevin does
it's
Kevin not. Have a crush on me?
See, and then you just don't understand.
As if the spirit has been waiting their entire life to go on and move on.
Some,
and they have to deal with a kid who wants to know if their crush has a crush on them.
Some spirits are just walking around and like it's an empty like blackness and they like don't see houses and they don't see trees and they're just walking around in the dark and then someone will open the door for them. So it's like the first light that they see. So then they approach that door and then it's like you're opening a door to the spirit world and you're going to conjure their ass through it. And so, yeah, they might need to tell you who you're trying to fuck or whatever.
With a Ouija board, that's like the most annoying thing. People using a Ouija board when a spirit's like, oh, bitch, I got unfinished business. You think the spirit wants to come and talk about your petty drama?
No, but they want you to open the world for them and then they want to jump into your body and then they want to finish their unfinished business once they've snatched your body.
Oh, so it's like the people using the Ouija board didn't read the terms of service, and they're like, yes. they think they're getting like a face recognition.
It's just like Little Mermaid, bitch.
Thing.
If you don't get a kiss within 3 days, read the contract, honey. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, and the next thing you know, you're walking backwards down the stairs in the crab position.
Well, been there, baby.
And somebody's got to exercise you.
You know, if you're looking for that, I just started an IGTV series. I can help exercise you anytime, any day, anything you need.
Mm-hmm.
Backwards baby down the stairs.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's next week's episode.
Backwards baby down the stairs.
It's a workout.
Mm. Got it. Did you see that UFOs are real?
Yeah, bitch, but that's old news. The UFO shit, people really are like, oh, the government just admitted that there's UFOs. A UFO means unidentified flying object.
Oh, see, you're as boring as I am because I said the exact same
thing. So, bitch, all that says is somebody in the government saw something in the sky and they were like, what is that?
Right. And it could have been like, any other country spying on us? It could have been a tennis ball. Birds aren't real.
Sure. What do you mean birds aren't real?
I get constantly fed ads on my Facebook about birds not being real.
Go on.
It's saying that all birds are spying on us and that all birds, you don't know birds aren't real. So it's saying all birds are like,
surveillance,
government operatives. And then they said, that's why we're all on quarantine right now so that they can recharge all the birds.
Do you think the birds are intelligent beings in a way that they're like working and cooperating? Or do you think they've been abducted by the government to be used? Or do you think that they're actually not even real? They're robots, or what's the tea?
Yeah. If birds aren't real means that they're all just robot birds.
I like to think they're in on it. I like to think if they're going like to be against the like proletariat, they're working with, you know, the ruling class.
Or are you saying it's like in Men in Black when there's like the little alien inside of the cat, was it?
No. The little alien inside of the man's head. Sugar water.
So is there a little alien inside all the birds?
I feel like there's a little alien inside of me.
Do you believe birds are real?
I was on some crazy drugs recently and really was connecting with my consciousness.
And what did you learn?
I was all like, ooh, girl, this meat body is, thank you, but like, we're in here. I'm inside here, okay?
I'm so much more than this outer shell.
Yeah, I was on a concoction of things, really exploring consciousness.
Was it your morning concoction?
Yeah, it was my fiber drink.
Yeah. Are you still taking C4 in quarantine?
No, I don't need to be hopped up. You know, I am taking my regularly prescribed pills and things, but I don't need pre-workout.
No. Did you just have it refilled the stock since you cashed it out?
The stocks?
Did you have like a...
Stocks and bonds? What are you talking about?
C4 stock.
Oh, no, it's just sitting there. I'm just letting it chill, but I am taking my protein.
Well, I bet it misses you.
Maybe I'll chug some pre-workout just to feel something. just to be hopped up.
That's where I am. I would love to just feel something, anything.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/RS10 today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Speaking of drugs, did you see, there was like, I feel like, what was it on? One of those like roundtable shows they were talking about. Dax Shepard was like, oh, I'll let my kids do drugs. And I think, yeah, I'd rather have my kids do it in the house. No?
What kind of drugs are we talking about?
Maybe like a mushroom or perhaps a acid or even like ecstasy. Did you see the birds that were, that got, the, that one bird that got caught transporting 200 pills of ecstasy or something?
Yeah, I sent that to you.
I think I sent that to you.
Where was that pigeon going?
My house.
No, but I do. I mean, I think I've, because I've been being stoned a lot more in quarantine, I just get stoned and spend a lot of time thinking about how I really do think that alcohol's worse than weed. And
absolutely.
It's just mind-boggling to me that alcohol is just legal everywhere. I'm not saying that it shouldn't be, but it's just so funny that weed isn't available everywhere. I'm like, I just think of all the anti-drug commercials that we saw growing up, and I'm like, do you know what I do when I get stoned? I treat myself to like a Jell-O parfait and I just live.
Oh my God. A Jell-O parfait sounds good.
Well, Ooh. It's my Jell-O parfait. It's just a little snack pack cup with some Cool Whip.
This house is, I'm living in a hellhole. And let me tell you why.
Tell
Nick
me.
Nick won't stop ordering cheesecakes. And so
cheesecakes,
every inch of the fridge in the freezer is just,
where's he getting cheesecakes?
Full cheesecakes. Somebody ordered one for his birthday and got it sent to him. So like that.
From Cheesecake Factory?
From Cheesecake Factory. And then we
got. You can order a cheesecake?
You can order a full cheesecake delivered.
Fuck. I'm really doing quarantine wrong.
And that, well, I wouldn't advise it because aren't we supposed to like limit how much we're ordering out? But it was for his birthday. So it's somebody in his family sent it to him. And then we got him a cheesecake for his birthday thinking we need to like, I was going to have candles in the cheesecake for him to, and then so I had two cheesecakes, and then we had previously gone to the grocery store for our groceries for the month, and he got one of those cheesecake samplers where every piece was a different slice.
Oh,
so my
fridge,
my fridge is full.
Does he love cheesecake?
Apparently. It's his brand, I guess. I don't know.
Is it Gaines season?
It's very challenging to be roommates with somebody who is trying to gain while you're trying to cut.
Mm.
What's the Amazon show? Cutting?
Making the cut.
America's Cutters?
America's Next Best Ham.
I won. I won that.
So what kind of cheesecakes were they? Anything
no,
good?
No, my
Did
question
they fuck
was,
with the banana cheesecake?
Yeah, that's all we have is banana.
No.
Banana cream pie cheesecake.
That's the one I used to order when I would get Cheesecake Factory delivered and all my friends would make fun of me.
You know what I think I'm going to make today?
Me smile.
Yeah. By sending you pics of my meatloaf that I'm going to make.
Oh, you're going to make a meatloaf?
Yeah, I kind of want to try.
I feel like knowing you, your meatloaf's a little ketchup heavy.
Hell yeah. Yes.
I feel like your meatloaf is just covered in ketchup.
Thank you. Yeah, I think it's going to be. I've never made meatloaf, but
Well, you should try putting a shredded cheese on the top and melting it.
Cheese in a meatloaf? I don't know.
Bitch, it's a meatloaf is essentially a fucking hamburger.
Hmm.
Do you like cheese on your hamburger?
Yeah, sometimes. I've been getting really into cheese on sandwiches.
You're talking to the butcher's boy.
Enough.
I'm telling you, a meatloaf needs a cheese.
Enough.
So So I discovered that you can call your groceries in ahead of time and get them just for pickup.
Nuh-uh.
So nice.
Really?
Yeah. Oh my God, life-changing.
That feels like, that feels very bougie, but also it feels like it's made for people that need it, and that's not you.
No, well, there was nobody there waiting except for us. And then the girl came out and said, "Ugh, we've all been talking about how nice this is when people order their groceries and then we don't have to deal with you in the store. No, we just bring them out to you." She's like, "I wish it was like this every day, all the time."
That is, I mean, it is a good concept. They know where everything is.
Yeah.
If you just take the time to think ahead and order all of it, you don't waste the time just browsing.
Bitch, I mean, no, there was literally, we were the only car waiting in the like advanced pickup area and it was so nice.
I get the appeal of it, but I like to take my time and really look around.
I do too. I like to go up and down every aisle. I like to check the prices. I like to make sure I'm getting what I want. But I'm telling you, in these trying times, it was a lifesaver. I got to make my shrimp ceviche that I used to make once a week and I haven't had in a month. And I almost cried when I made it because it was so happy. I think that's where I am. It's just the little things now.
I see that. Have you had anything traumatic this week happen to you? Anything that's really shaken you to your core?
I don't think so. I was like trying to remember the last time we talked. I think it was afterward, after we recorded the last episode. I just had a really like rough Sunday last week or 2 weeks ago, depending on when this comes out. And I don't know. I was just real sad and I felt like everything was like, I had no control over anything and I just wanted this all to be done and I just felt really lonely and I just thought I needed like, it was funny. I didn't even want to like hook up with someone. I was like, I just wish I could have a boy over to just like cuddle and watch Netflix and like fall asleep.
Can you imagine?
Huh. That's all I wanted. And I was like, it was weird. I think up until that point, I had been doing really well. And I had a really good week this week, too. But yeah, that Sunday, I was just like, I don't know. It just all was like compounding. I was just like,
Yeah, it's overwhelming because it's like there's usually for something you feel like you have something, you know, when it's going to end or yeah. You have stuff to at least look forward to.
That's right? Exactly it. I was feeling like, and I don't mean that I don't have anything to look forward to because I think I was just having a down day. And like I said, I just spiraled a little bit and it was very woe is me. Took a very long hot shower and cried. And listened to Maggie Rogers. But spirits have been back to normal this week. I've been still living my best Animal Crossing life.
Good.
It's great.
I'm almost done with Zelda. I know I say that every week, but but every day I find new things that I like little side quests that I can do. So I'm like, I don't want to beat it yet. I'm still doing that.
And I'm playing in a like online Big Brother Survivor style like Skype game.
I saw that. When is that going to be?
It's tomorrow, but I mean, this is going to come out afterwards. So, but it was funny. My point is I was just like having that to look forward to all week has been really a spirit lifter. So I don't know. I think it's important for everyone to find little things like that that you can look forward to if you've got that ability or if you can plan things out. I don't know what was wrong with me.
There's nothing wrong with you. It's like when people are like, are you being the most productive you can be during the quarantine? It's like, bitch, calm down. We are in the middle of a pandemic. If people need to take a second and process it, that is not just okay, but that is like expected. It's fine.
Yeah. That's very much where I was.
Well, you want to know what I'm looking forward to?
Anything?
Anything.
Random acts of kindness?
I was going to say Gaga and Ari, but did you see Ari is releasing a collab with Justin Bieber before, like, May 8th or something? So I'm like, whatever happened to Rain On Me?
Has Gaga said when the album's coming out yet?
No. Where is Chromatica?
Do you think it'll be shortly after? Like, if we really do reopen in June, do you think it'll be shortly thereafter?
I have no clue.
What's the buzz in the Gaga Twitterverse?
There is no buzz. There's nothing. Nobody knows anything. But I will say, I at least appreciate the benefit that she did because she hosted that One World, whatever the hell. And it's easy to be like, oh, like we need your music, blah, 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 blah. But she really did do something instead of that. You know, that was like powerful and important. So I appreciate that. But bitch, I need new music. I need it.
I feel like I've I've gotten back into listening to music this week. Maybe that's what really turned my spirits around. But it's definitely funny because I'm thinking, like, when this is all over, I definitely am going to have, like, the quarantine songs that have been, like, the staples for me, which I think is funny, and I will now relate to quarantine completely.
Well, yeah, this is going to be one of those things where it's, like, it's a era in all of our lives that we're going to have connected with each other where, like, all of us will remember certain pop culture things that we'll associate with the quarantine. Like, what's that one show on Netflix that was about, like, dating or what? I don't know.
Love is Blind?
I don't know. What was it that, like, came out right
was
when
it
the...
Tiger King?
Or like, Tiger King. Like, there's going to be things where we're going to look back at 2020 and be like, oh, the quarantine.
I was talking about with my roommate, I was like, does it not feel like 6 years ago we binge watched The Tiger King and it was like literally a month ago?
Yeah. Yes.
This is what all of you get for tweeting about how long January was. And now January is like, fuck you. Now every month this year
April,
is going to feel long.
April was like so quick, I felt. No?
That makes one of us.
Did you see, before we go, I think we're almost out of time.
Yeah, yeah, but we're getting close.
I was going to say, did you see what happened to Britney Spears this week?
She burned down another gym. So wait, I was in a group thread and somebody brought this up and I said, me and my roommate both replied, we haven't watched the news in a month. We were like, quarantine could be over and we don't know. We're still in our house.
That's fine.
But they were telling me that she forgot to blow out some candles and burned down a gym. And they said, it's not the first time that it's happened.
Oh, it's not the first time? I didn't know that.
That's what they were saying in the group thread. I didn't look this up to confirm or deny.
Burn your gym down once, that's an accident. Burn your gym down twice. Now we have, this is a part of your character. This is who you are. This is some Papa Woody's woodshop shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, loud and clear.
That's all. the real last thing I want to say is so if you believe the birds are government given control operatives.
I'm not saying that I believe that. I'm just saying I get a lot of those targeted ads.
Well, the targeted ads listen to you and they deliver what they think are targeted toward you. So, bitch, what's the tea on that?
Birds aren't real.
What do you feel about the murder hornets?
I see. I don't know anything about it. I saw somebody tweeted that at us and I don't know what those are.
There are giant Asian murder hornets and they've made their way to North America.
And so what is a murder hornet about?
I don't know. That's just the headline.
Wait, no. Oh my God. This week when I was playing Animal Crossing, there's been a big, one of those big bees, you know, like the thick bees.
You know, I used to work at Big Bee.
There was a big bee flying into the, you know, when they fly into the window, like they're trying to get in. There's been a big bee trying to get in our living room all week. I thought, get out of here.
In Animal Crossing or in life?
No, in real life.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there are bees and wasps in Animal Crossing. Thank you for asking.
Maybe this is something like we opened up the vortex and other universes, aliens and things are coming through, like in Cloverfield. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, and what was the one of the first episodes of The Good Place? There were big bees, weren't there? Or they were flying giraffes? I don't remember.
I've never seen that program. Didn't catch it. Oh,
well, here we are. Murder bees.
Okay, well.
Is it any relation to Applebee's?
I wish Applebee's would fly through my living room door.
Do the murder bees deliver Applebee's?
The murder bees, that would be a good, they would have to be very strong because what I would order from Applebee's is, you know, the sampler platter.
Oh, you would get a sampler platter.
If I were to order Applebee's right now, sampler platter and the fiesta roll up, pico on the side.
Yeah, chicken fajita roll up.
Yeah.
Oof. With the Mexi ranch.
Oh. Fuck.
Yeah.
Oh.
What's on their sampler platter?
Oh, chicken fingers, onion rings.
Yeah. Spinach dip.
And your favorite, potato skins.
Deer ears. Gotta love them.
What's a deer ear?
You know when a potato skin is cut and it's shaped like a deer's ear?
That's the most Michigan.
And it's got bacon and cheese and sour cream, a little deer ear moment.
Bitch, you are from like garbage white trash Michigan. You, when you say deer ear, I think you're talking really a deer ear.
You wouldn't fuck up a deer ear. Okay.
Is a deer ear better than an elephant ear?
Yeah, well, it depends if we're talking about an elephant ear or a funnel cake.
Aren't those the same thing?
No.
Okay, a food connoisseur. I don't know anymore. I don't know.
Well, that's cool. It.
Where can people find you?
You can find me at I Wanna Hold Your Ham. On TikTok and Twitter.
You can find me at Horny Murder Hornet on Grubhub. I'm delivering.
Oh, wow. I love that.
Thank you.
Did you have a coupon?
Just Google it. And
what's the coupon code?
Free deliver she.
No, it's for 15% off your next order of deer ears.
Yes. Sure.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Sure. Okay. That's all. Have a good life, Corey. I will say, I miss you. I feel like this is the longest I haven't seen you in person in a long time.
Actually, you're probably not wrong. And so in 13 years, is this the longest we've ever gone without seeing each other fist to face?
Fist to fist?
Fist to face.
Fist to fist.
Fist to fist. I just want to hug you.
Well, do you have any Ruffiettes in Pokemon Go? Those like little chickens?
I haven't played it in literally 5 weeks.
What? I play every day
I'm
still.
All Animal Crossing all the time.
Okay, we gotta go. Have a good life. Goodbye.
Later.